This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, folks. Brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. I tell you what, Mike Lindell continues to be a happy warrior unlike anything I've ever seen in my life. And he's the best pillow maker on earth. Designs and reverse engineers everything he makes. The robes are so popular, can hardly get one now. They can't keep them in stock. The six-piece MyPillow towel set, buy one, get one free now. The pet beds, the gift cards, his book. You buy his book for, what is it? It's less than $10. And the proceeds for the entire thing go to the Lindell Recovery Network and the Battle for Election Integrity. So do me a favor. Support this good man, 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. All right, Senator Kevin Cramer is on his way to the Senate floor. There's going to be some votes during the show today, so we'll be doing him kind of ongoing through the votes and whatnot, giving us a lay of the land. There is 24/7 voting in the United States Congress now until Sunday, likely, maybe more. They'll be literally going all night. Now, the reason they're doing it is the Republicans are fighting to try and make a really bad bill, this COVID relief bill, $2 trillion bill, maybe 1% better. And they could just say, we all want to go home to our families, which they obviously do, and we're going to lose this anyway, so we're just going to throw in the towel. So I do appreciate that they're there all weekend, and they're actually trying, through zillions of amendments, to try and make this better. But I've asked Senator Cramer, how many of these amendments do you think will bring some Democratic votes? He said, I don't know, maybe 1 out of 5,000. I don't know. You know, I was hoping maybe 10 out of 100. I don't know. So we'll talk with him about all that today on the program. Let's see here. Linda in Bismarck is next while we're waiting for Senator Cramer. Go ahead, Linda. You're up.
Thank you. I am calling in regarding the very disappointment that I heard yesterday for our state legislatures against Luke Simon. They expelled him, and they are not following their rules. They were told and explained what the rules were supposed to be.
By who?
They never did.
By who, Linda?
Legislatures. They called a special legislation. I wonder how many people knew about it. I didn't. At 11:55 the night before, they got a call. One of the representatives got a call. I don't know how many knew about it. I don't remember what they said in that area. That said that the worst claim against him was false and retracted it. And I wonder how many other claims
I understand your frustration, and I'm going to have to be a little short here because Senator Cramer is joining us, but I will say this. I share your frustration and how ugly yesterday was. That was awful. And I believe personally that if Luke Simon would have realized he had, you know, whatever these charges are, right or wrong, have consumed this body for about 2 years, maybe more. Back to Al Carlson, so 4 years.
No, he only had one in 17 and then one in 19. So,
well, I'm saying public.
Nobody knew about it.
Those are public.
Nothing was public.
Nothing was public.
No,
you're right.
Those were not public.
But the leaders knew about it, and they were asking him, hey, don't do this. Come on, what's going on here? And he showed no recognition of how much this was consuming the back channel discussions. And if he got up yesterday and said, I didn't do any of this, I can look everybody in the eye and say I didn't do it. I can tell my God and my family I didn't do this.
He didn't say that.
He tried to reiterate
the things that were misconstrued by what people heard.
No,
What's going to happen to those 22,000 people now in Western North Dakota? They say it's not political. But what happens to them now? Are they going to put in the person that ran against them that nobody wanted? Who are they going to appoint?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question for going forward. But I think it's right to kind of walk through the process. Luke Simons had zero remorse for anything people said that he did, that he's saying he didn't do.
No, I don't believe that, sir.
Well, why did he say it on the floor?
He tried to explain how they misconstrued what he said.
I get
that. And he only had time to do a certain amount because the other legislatures that were for him were trying to explain how they needed to follow the rules. We're going to be a laughingstock of the nation because they didn't even follow their own rules. There was no checking into what was going on.
I understand.
No committee.
I understand everything you're saying, and I agree with you, Linda. There was not enough due process. Now, the sad reality is the rules are whatever the House members say the rules are. So that's the rules, actually.
But they weren't followed.
But my point is they can change. They can change. We'll talk about this another day. I talked to you all day about it, Linda, but I honestly just don't have the time right now. Please call back, and let's have a conversation when I don't have Senator Kramer waiting for today's Talk Radio Town Hall and a full bank of calls wanting to talk about what is going on in Washington, D.C. Every bit as egregious as what happened in the North Dakota House yesterday. Senator Kramer, welcome back. Can you start by telling us, just on a regular order process standpoint, of speaking of rules not being followed, what is happening this weekend with COVID-19?
Yeah, well, what's really weird, Scott, this is an example. What we're doing this week is an example of the archaic rules of the United States Senate. And I'll do this as succinctly as I can. There's this budgetary process. First of all, in Congress, it's very different than what North Dakotans are used to in the state legislature. There's really, we've operated without a budget, you know, many times. The president proposes a budget. The House and Senate pass budgets, or sometimes they don't pass budgets. But the budget isn't the appropriations mechanism necessarily. That said, a couple of weeks, a few weeks ago, I recall, we had a 15-hour session, went all the way through a Friday night into Saturday morning, on budget resolutions. A budget resolution is not law. It is the budget presented by the House and the Senate, and they have to be reconciled. If you can reconcile the House and Senate budget, then you have a one-shot opportunity, and they'll have two or three of them, by the way, because of different things I won't go into now, but opportunity to pass that reconciled bill with 50 votes plus one, that being the vice president in the Democrats' case, not needing the 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. And just so I want people to know, I'm walking to the floor right now to vote on the First Amendment, which is Bernie Sanders' amendment, to restore the $15 an hour minimum wage. And I'm about to be inundated by reporters. I'm going to walk right by them. sorry, you guys.
Thank you. Yes.
So, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, and you've seen this circus before, Scott, so you know what I'm doing right now. I'm just going past the escalators. So that's what they're trying to do. But the problem is there are very tight rules that surround reconciliation in the Senate. Not in the House, but in the Senate there are. Like, you know, you're only supposed to deal with the mandatory side of the budget. It has to be confined to revenue, that is taxes, and or spending, that is your budget spending. And you can't be, go too far astray, which is why right now we're voting on the Sanders Amendment. Because remember, the House included a $15 an hour minimum wage, which is against the budget rules because that's not a budget item. Its impact on the budget is just incidental to the policy, so it's not a policy vehicle. That's what's going on. The opportunity with that is that it means every amendment can be voted on. Every amendment, there are hundreds of them. I have several myself.
Oh, I see. So
that's what creates.
I got it. They want the vote on the $15. Will they win that?
No. Okay. No, because it was ruled out of order. It was ruled out of order.
I got it.
So now that means it will take 60 votes to win that amendment. Good point, though. That's a 60-vote margin or 60-vote total.
Okay, here's what I want people to know. You're voting on a $2 trillion COVID relief package. By the way, $6 trillion has already been implemented and approved in various ways, the Federal Reserve and actual votes in the Senate of COVID relief. We're a year into this. So this is $2 trillion of new COVID relief on top of the six you've already done. And Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's not been one committee hearing on it. Is that right?
Well, that's the other thing. No committee hearings, not in the House, not in the Senate, none of the committees of jurisdiction. And by the way, of the $6 trillion, if you include a couple trillion, you know, for Federal Reserve, then about $3 trillion hasn't even been spent. So of the $4 trillion that is mandatory, or I mean that is discretionary that we passed over the last, by the way, with 90 senators voting for them, all five of them, because, you know, they, of the bipartisan nature of it, $1 trillion of that is yet to be spent.
And how much of the $2 trillion additional COVID relief is actually for anything to do with COVID?
Very little. In fact, the most liberal estimates are 9% of it. So 91% is not relevant at all. And I can break down, after I run and cast this bullet, maybe in a little longer statement, I can break down some of the things that are actually good in there. And that's the tragedy. They throw in some things, you know, for testing and some things for vaccine distribution, maybe a little economic relief for some people that need it, and then throw another $1.8 trillion on top of it and call it a COVID relief pack.
We'll let you go vote, and back with more Senator Kramer after the break on What's On Your Mind.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
For proven Galvey genetics that are your path to profit, attend the annual Jimmy Butte Ranch Bull Sale. Friday, March 5th, 1 p.m. Central Time at the Ranch Southwest Demand Inn. Selling 58 black and red Galvey purebred and balancer bulls with genetics to increase your profits. For a sale catalog, video information, or detailed information, log on to JimmyButteRanch.com or call Doug at 701-445-7383. Jimmy Butte Ranch Sale, Friday, March 5th at the Ranch Southwest Demand Inn.
Tioga, a place to grow, a place rooted in small-town values and budding with big ideas, a place with a hearty work ethic and energy that shows. Enjoy our new community center, outdoor pool, park and rec activities, thriving schools, state-of-the-art clinic, the nicest general aviation airport in the state, and a vibrant Main Street where opportunity abounds. Tioga is fertile ground to grow your family, grow your business, grow your career, grow your garden, grow your faith and your community. It's a place to call home, where everybody knows your name, where people still smile and wave. Whether you're passing through or seeking a destination, pop in for a visit. You might just decide to plant new roots. Welcome to Tioga. Come grow with us. Visit the Tioga Chamber of Commerce at tiogand.org.
Attention radio listeners. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Senator Kramer will be joining us between votes here today from the cloakroom just off the Senate floor today. So a hectic day, and we appreciate the fact that he is still here for us. And really, it's amazing. I saw some letter to the editor by some woman in Fargo, and I'm trying to track her down because I really want to have a conversation to say, do you listen to the radio? I mean, and not just our radio station, lots of radio stations, but we happen to have a one-hour weekly talk radio town hall. And she's like, she wants them to have a virtual town hall. This is. It's not virtual. It's reality. I mean, every week. I mean, it's incredible. So 800-228-0550. Get your questions in here, and he'll be back joining us in a moment. After the show ends today, I'm zooming down to right around St. Anthony, North Dakota, for the Chimney Butte Ranch annual production sale. Happens at 1 today. Lunch starts at 12:30. We got Doug Healy on the phone, and Doug's hosting this today. Doug, you got a good day for your bull sale. You got to be happy about that, huh?
Oh, the good Lord's smiling on us today. Really, that we're really looking forward to seeing a lot of folks come in because of the good weather. Many years we've had the roads closed or snow drifting across the roads or extreme cold weather. This is just a great welcome change.
And tell us about the bulls you're selling today.
Well, we're selling 57 Galvey and Balancer bulls. We feel we've got a good selection of bulls for those who are looking for calving ease or those who are looking for extreme production or extreme performance. We're going to do our best to make sure that they're ready to be shown. They've been on video for over a month online, and we've had quite a little interest for people who have seen the videos.
First time this sale has been at the ranch, and the ranch is not easy to find. I've been there at your invite and been there for calving season, and I'll remember that forever. Really enjoyed it. But the easy directions, if you go to ChimneyButteRanch.com, you can call Doug, too, at 220-2083. Any other tips you have on just where to find you?
Hey, either grab that map. They'll get you right here. If you type our address in, and try to come out here strictly on GPS, depending on your service, you may have a very interesting ride. That's all I'm going to say. I tell you what, we are remote. We appreciate the fact that folks will make the extra effort to come here. And because of that, we're having Jeff Schwarzbauer, how's that for a German name, making Neffle soup for us today. He's the chef over at Rusty's in St. Anthony.
Oh, my goodness. Should be fantastic. Well, I'm coming for the bulls, and I'm coming for the friendship, but now I'm coming for the Neffle soup, too. We'll see you in a little bit.
Okay, thanks a lot for calling, Scott.
Sounds like they're busy already. The Chimney Butte Ranch, if you go to ChimneyButteRanch.com, they'll give you the directions to get in there. If you get a little lost, you call them at 220-2083, not far from St. Anthony, and Rusty's right there, the St. Anthony Town Hall, which is the epicenter of course, the entire Dapple mess. So 58 Galvey and Balancer Bulls today at the Ranch of Mandan. Sounds like one sold already. They're down to 57. They're already moving out. I'll be there for lunch today. Looking forward to that. All right, let's see here. Senator Kramer, back yet, Daniel?
And listening to the talk about bulls. speaking of bulls, I'm going to give you a big bull in the Senate, the chairman of the Budget Committee, on a day like this. This is a pretty good catch. So here he is, guys. You guess who it is.
Hello, Scott.
Lindsay, how are you?
Good. When does Kevin sober up?
Yeah, good one. He drinks O'Doul's maybe. Usually it's coffee.
We found him under a pile of beer cans, and usually by this time he's sober, but I'm a little worried about it, but we're going to put some Mountain Dew in him and donuts, and we're going to be here for 3 days.
he told us that was you at Mar-a-Lago last weekend in the pile of beer cans, so I don't know.
It was.
I think no. They've just silenced you, but yeah.
If you can't say that, then if I could say it, that's how I'd describe this bill. A big bunch of BS. We're spending $1.9 trillion of your hard-earned money. We're all for helping COVID people. There's money in here for museums. There's money in here for the National Endowment of Arts. 90% of the money's got nothing to do with COVID. And we warned everybody in the country, if they got the House, the Senate, and the White House, they would run wild. The unemployment benefit package goes all the way to September. And 68% of the people on unemployment under the Democratic bill will make more unemployed than they do working. Other than that, this is a great idea.
So tell me why you think they're doing it. Why? I mean, there's got to be.
They can.
Well, I get that, but there can't be long-term political win in a $2 trillion addition to $6 trillion of COVID relief, and the $2 trillion isn't even for COVID. I mean, what,
well,
what's
the difference between a conservative in North Dakota and a liberal everywhere else? They see this as a moment in time. This is a, we have passed over $4 trillion in a bipartisan fashion to help people hit hard by COVID. We've helped people unemployed. We put money into vaccines. We put PPP loans so that restaurants and hotels won't close. Things are getting better. We did this together. Now, the first time they've had the chance to own the government, which is now, the House, the Senate, and the White House, they told us all to go to hell. They didn't even talk to us about a compromise. And 90% of the money in this bill has got nothing to do with COVID. It is a liberal wish list. And they can do reconciliation two more times. They're going to do it on energy. They're going to do it on taxes. And we got to pick up one more senator. If we had one more Republican senator, all this crap would stop.
Well, by the way, that's why we're glad that the pickup of all time was the replacement of Heidi Heitkamp by Kevin Cramer. Thanks, we think we'd be without that significant change.
That was better than Babe Ruth for the Yankees. I'm telling you right now, Kevin is, you got good people from the, you know, the Dakotas. Y'all don't have much to say, but you're smart.
Say, let me tell you.
Up there and used all my jokes, and nobody laughed.
Well, you don't even laugh at Kennedy, you know.
Y'all don't laugh. I think y'all think that's leading up to sex if you laugh. So
just a stoic bunch of Norwegians that stick our hand in our pocket. But let me ask you this: Senator Cramer and Senator Hoeven, and for that matter, every other Republican up here, John Thune, Tim Johnson, take grief daily from people that want them to fight more like Trump. Donald Trump's a friend of yours. You know the fight that he has put up. Is this an example this week? Weekend of at least going to the wall fighting this bastard.
Yeah.
Are you fighting hard enough?
It is. Well, if we all fought like Trump, it'd be nobody alive on the planet. So what we got to do is fight hard for the conservative cause. And your senators, that part of the world, is not the problem. It's the solution. People work hard. They're good neighbors. It's tough to get through the winter. It's not like we don't want to help our fellow neighbor, but the Democratic Party is being run by the most liberal element in American politics, and President Trump did a hell of a job for 4 years. And mark my words, this bill is not going to play well. The more we talk about it, the more we expose it, the better chance we have of coming back in 2022. This is the Donald Trump party. He's the most important Republican in the party. We need to build a coalition to take back the House and the Senate. And this bill is a step toward us getting back in charge if we explain to the American people what they're doing with your money.
Chairman of the Budget Committee in the Senate, who will be leading the fight, are you going to win any of the battles this weekend?
We're trying to draw some blood early on, but saying, why don't we have an unemployment benefit where most of the people unemployed don't make more out of work than they do at work? We may win that, but we're going to take some good votes. Reparations. I don't know. I'm for opportunity, my friend, but I'm not for reparations. And there's some reparation elements in this bill, and I'm going to have an amendment saying that the money in this bill can't be used for reparations. I come from South Carolina.
Yeah.
We've come a long way, but I'm telling you right now, folks, the liberals in charge of your House, your Senate, and the White House need to be checked in 2022.
Thank you, Lindsey Graham. More after this, folks, Talk Radio Town Hall.
Look out your back window, and you're going to see a lot of snow and a lot of cold, but you can fast forward a few months and see a splash pool. Vince, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 has splash pools now. What are they?
They're an above-ground pool made in Little Rock, Arkansas. We call it a portable pool, but it is great backyard entertainment, and last year we ran out of them. We have them in stock, and again, with snow in the backyard, I would think about getting one now so you're ready for spring.
Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks.
Have you been living with that musty smell in your damp basement? Perhaps you've been struggling with water seeping in, but you've been putting off the inevitable. At Precision Concrete Cutters, we have a solution for every basement problem. From wall bracing to water seepage to complete foundation replacement. Your home is your greatest asset, so let Precision Concrete Cutters help you preserve and protect it.
Go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com for a free estimate and to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In a very partisan vote Thursday night, the Senate voted 50-50 on the bloated coronavirus stimulus package. Vice President Kamala Harris broke the tie, sending the bill forward. Washington, D.C. is very divided under President Biden, as Harris has now broken three ties since being sworn in on January 20th. The bill has so much legislation, it took nearly 11 hours just to read what's in it. A final vote could come down this weekend. Mississippi legislators have passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing on female sports teams in sports and universities. One of over two dozen similar measures proposed by state lawmakers nationwide this year. The Mississippi House voted 81-28 Wednesday to pass the Mississippi Fairness Act. It passed the state Senate last month, 34-9. Governor Tate Reeves said Thursday he will sign it. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on your mind? Senator Kevin Cramer joins us from the, just steps away from the Senate floor where the votes will continue into the wee hours of the morning tonight. Tomorrow night, who knows when they'll end. Show brought to you today by Dak Diesel. CJ and his team at Dak Diesel have this incredible product right now that people are raving about. It gets you better gas mileage. It gets you, the knocking is starting on that diesel engine. You're starting to get that regen going. Which, by the way, had some great explanations on what regen's all about related to diesel engines. This helps. And it's a 4-plus additive. It's a turbo cleaner. They've got a bunch of them, an anti-gel, super clean. Call CJ and get yours when you're swinging through Bismarck. They'll ship them out to you, 701-258-5011, or online at DakDiesel.com. So your budget chairman gave us an indication of just how bad this is and hopes you might draw blood first on. Anything you want to add to what Lindsey Graham had to say in his usual, very colorful way?
The day I start adding on to what Lindsey Graham says is a sad day for America, because it's hard to add, but I will try to clarify maybe a little bit. So his point about drawing first blood, what he's talking about there, that's a strategic illustration, I guess, of one of the first amendments that we're going to bring up on the Republican side will be to amend that $4 an hour supplemental unemployment insurance benefit that's going to be added to the, of course, the state benefits they already get, all the way into September of this year, which is a perverse incentive for people to go back to work. And I can go into a lot of details on in this bill that incent exactly that, in addition to this one. But we do have a couple of Democrats that have expressed a strong desire to fix that, get it to $300 a week through June. And I would certainly support that amendment. And by the way, this is a good illustration of how this place will work. And it's important for your listeners to know this, I think, because we'll support that. It'll get all 50 Republican senators. If it gets a couple of Democratic senators, that means it passes. That means it will become part of the new bill. I still won't vote for the bill because it's still got $1.85 trillion too many dollars in it. But it does make the bill less bad, saves about $125 billion, and at least most of the people getting unemployment benefits will not make more not working than they would be working. So that's what he was talking about in terms of drawing blood. I think shortly after that one, Scott, people will see a large substitute amendment come in. It's a $600 billion package that would replace the $1.9 trillion. The $600 package introduced by Susan Collins is still about $300 billion too much for me, to be honest with you. It just didn't get better and more focused than that. But anytime I can save $1.2, $1.3 trillion, I'm going to support that amendment. After that, there's going to be just a host of amendments. Let me give you just a couple of highlights. There are $414 billion of spending in this bill that remove the Hyde protections. That is, the protections that prevent taxpayer dollars from funding abortions. I believe that that Hyde Amendment, we may succeed in that, not by amendments, but by the action of the rules, that the parliamentarian ruling that out of order, because that is a policy change. That's not a spending or a revenue change. And these are the things that are going to be very difficult for Democrats when this bill goes back to the House, because the AOC, Nancy Pelosi crowd, the two speakers of the House over there and their followers, this is religion to them, to be able to fund abortions. If they can't have that in the bill, it's going to make it harder for them to support this bill, because this bill is going to pass with 50 Democratic votes than Kamala Harris if they don't get a single Republican, and I hope they don't. Another perverse incentive I want to throw out, because I mentioned the incentive to not work. There is money in this bill that allows federal employees 600 hours additional leave to not work. 600 at $1,400 a week. They can go home, collect that $1,400 a week, as long as they promise not to work and as long as they promise to keep their kids home. Do I have to, you know, I know that your listeners are smart enough to know all the perversions in that. That means we're paying them to not work. And they're supposed to be working for you, the taxpayers. Second of all, it raises the question whether they should have a job at all. Third, it's contingent on them staying home with their children, so it's an incentive for their children to not go to school. And fourth, it's an incentive for the schools to not open. It's the most, it's absolutely as wrong-headed as you can get, and that's just scratching the surface of stupidity in this bill.
Let's take some calls for Senator Kramer here. Mark in Bismarck, question on unconstitutional actions. Your question for Kevin, go ahead. Mark in Bismarck? How about Phil in Fargo? Let's go to Phil in Fargo. You're next to What's on Your Mind. Quickly, Phil.
Yeah, Senator Kramer, you support Israel all the time, but you know by doing that, you're supporting the transgender industry that comes out of Tel Aviv from Teva Pharmaceuticals. Americans need to know this racket that's going on. All the money that's going to Israel is coming back on the merry-go-round that funds all this crap that you're complaining about right now, like that gets into the hands of the people that don't have to go to work because they work for the federal government.
Okay, let's let Senator Kramer address that. Go ahead, Senator.
Well, first of all, most of the money that goes to Israel from the United States is in support of defending themselves and as a result, reducing the money we have to spend on national defense in the region defending Israel. So they can defend themselves. Plus, in return, we get a lot of their technology, technological advancements, brain power, and the fact that we have a really good allied neighbor in the Middle East in a place where there aren't that many allies. However, thanks to the Trump administration for 4 years, and I brought this up yesterday in a hearing in the Armed Services Committee with the Biden administration's nominee to be the undersecretary for policy at the Department of Defense. Thanks to the Trump presidency and the Abraham Accords, we are building the alliances between Arab nations and Israel so that we don't have to rely solely on our good friends Israel to keep terrorism at bay, not only by protecting themselves, but by looking out for all of us, especially at a time when Iran is emerging again. And now that we have a Biden administration that's very pro-Iran as opposed to pro-Israel, and you given options, I don't think there's much of a decision there.
Appreciate the call. We've got to keep moving here because we got a lot to get to. We had a call off here before. Disappointed in your vote for the energy secretary as well as Senator Hovind's vote for the energy secretary, saying why aren't they fighting more. Also wanted to know why we don't take on the executive orders and fight those as well in the Congress.
Yeah. Well, with regard to the executive orders, they're called executive orders for a reason, because the executive orders them, and thus Congress doesn't have a say in them. That's why they use executive orders, to avoid going to Congress. What we can do and what we are doing in some amendments this week and other legislation that we've introduced, including some that I've introduced, is to counter those executive orders. I did one, in fact, just recently. We've got, I think, 28 co-sponsors now. We'll be introducing it soon, related to the Fair Access Act, and that has to do with bank discrimination against illegal industries within, you know, categorical exclusion for like gun manufacturers, other firearms industry, coal, oil, gas, all that stuff. Anyway, Scott, so that's how you fight that stuff, and we are fighting those things. I'm not sure when people say fight, I'm not really sure sometimes what they mean or if they even know what they mean, but executive orders are used by presidents to avoid Congress, and so then you have to be aggressive on the other side of it, but you also have to have a majority to pass those things. That's that item. With regard to the Secretary Granholm, the vote for Secretary Granholm, a couple of things to remember. When a cabinet secretary comes to us, or a nominee, and this is the one that's on the end, comes through the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, which Senator Hoeven sits on, he and I talk about these a lot before we cast our votes. A lot of things go into the calculation. Nobody's confused by the Biden administration's feelings on energy. But just a couple things to think about. First of all, she's going to win, right? She is the secretary. She's going to be the secretary whether we vote for her or we don't vote for her. So you can fight. You can lead with your chin and you can get a bloody nose and not have anything to show for it except for a bloody nose. Sometimes that's appropriate. And you know me, I'm happy to lead with my chin. But you also have to be calculating about it because the Department of Energy is very important to North Dakota. There are lots of dollars that John Hoeven and I have fought for and gotten into appropriations bills that Democrats have supported that support the research and development of industries in North Dakota, as well as the Environment and Energy Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota to find solutions. We're somewhat unique even in that regard, Scott. So the relationship with these people is not unimportant. I've supported some of them. I've opposed some of them. Some of them, they're just too far gone for me to support, even if they are going to win. But you have to be tactical. The position matters. The people matter. The outcomes for North Dakota matter. And all that goes into the calculation determining whether to fight for, fight against, or try to fight with somebody.
Kevin, I wanted to play a clip that I saw Jason Bohr tweeted out earlier. Jason is, of course, from the Lignite Energy Council. And he said, Todd, if you could cue this up, it's early in today's Slack lineup there under a Jason Bohr tweet. He said, you have to see Kevin Cramer make a great point here. Under the draft Clean Power Plan, North Dakota could have been an ally, and Senator Cramer could have been the bridge between McCabe and the state. Now, he's talking about your questioning of the nominee for the EPA head, and I guess I'm raising this because this would be an example of you fight when you can fight and,
right.
And what you can extract in the way of making a bad situation better, right? Talk a little
Where
bit about
is this.
It's in the top of Slack, second thing for today. But Kevin can describe it first, and then we'll play it. He basically, go ahead.
So this is actually Dana McCabe, who's the nominee to be the deputy secretary of the or deputy administrator of the EPA. North Dakotans may remember Janet McCabe because she was the head of the air division at EPA when the Clean Power Plan was passed, which was the Obama Clean Power Plan, so-called Clean Power Plan, that we sued, along with 25 other states, we being North Dakota, sued against. And North Dakota was the most egregiously victimized state by the Obama administration with the Clean Power Plan. She was the author of it. She called it her proudest accomplishment. And I spared no punches with her the other day when we had our hearing to consider her confirmation.
Yeah, and that's up on my social media. I encourage people to have it. I was going to play it here, but we got a lot of calls waiting too. So let's go to the next one, who is, tell me, Daniel, the next one we should, who's been waiting the longest. I don't have my.
And by the way, before somebody accuses me of beating up women, spare no punches was a figurative line and not a literal one.
Right. Yes. Very good point. And this is something you need to explain about 20 times a day now in this, this environment. Exactly. Very important. All right. We don't have enough time before the break, but we'll get to I normally can take the calls myself. I can't today just because of a little technical issue here, so having some challenges there. But we shall get to the next call when we come back. Somebody said, did you say $1,400 a week in relief? That must be a month, no?
True.
What's that?
Federal employees. That's true. $1,400 a week for federal employees who promise to not work and make sure their children stay home from school.
Wow.
$1,400 a week. Unbelievable.
How do we sign up again?
The answer is yes. That's what he said. More after this.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Late Night.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
All day, every day at PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy Stores. A good time to stop in for anything from home cooking and grab-and-go convenience to specials like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Monday, two fresh-baked cookies, buy one, get one Wednesdays. Any size Fun Pops, 79 cents Thursday, or personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99 Fridays. At a PetroServe USA near you, plus three Red Bull 16-ounce cans, just $7.50. PetroServe USA, Valley Dairy. Tell them Scott sent you. Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, DuickGMC.com. How about an SUV? All-wheel drive. 4x4 trucks, too, have been drastically reduced during the winter clearance sale. Acadia's Enclaves, Terrains, Yukon, Sierra 1500s. A 2017 Chevy Traverse LT, for example, $22,800 or $322 a month. Nobody pays more for clean local trades than your used car superstore. Schwann Buick GMC, where your warranty lasts a lifetime. Shop, click, and drive at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Winter is an annual event. It's not a vortex. We don't shut the lights off because it's cold. We crank up the coal and the gas to make sure that people stay warm. We don't shift the gas away from manufacturing or heating homes to go over here to a peaking station. We've been talking about the resiliency of the grid for decades before it was the cool thing to do. And so we really, I will just say to you, Ms. McCabe, I'm all about second and third and fourth chances. I'm grateful for all of them that I've had. You have a steeper hill to climb, frankly, than most. Largely because in 2014 you sat before the same committee and promised federalism. You did again today, promised federalism, considering the states, listening to the states. And yet, the Clean Power Plan proved to be one of the most overbearing big government impositions on states that ever, which is why 26 states successfully...
So how do you trust somebody like that again? How do you trust somebody like that again? And do you believe that, you know, she just did whatever she did, or was she told, no, you'll do this? Or, I mean, do you believe this woman in the position can be believed the second and third and fourth time? Is Kevin there?
I'm here.
Okay, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Okay. No, I can't.
The problem is Janet McCabe was the architect of the Clean Power Plan. She called it her proudest accomplishment.
Oh, my gosh.
So this isn't somebody that doesn't know. And if you listen to her answer to me, it was, but, Senator, at that time, we listened to everybody. And while we might maybe didn't talk to, you know, we didn't come to North Dakota, which, by the way, they did. Gina McCarthy did, the EPA administrator at the time. We were working constantly with your officials and your health officials. And I'm like, and the result of that was a 400% increase in the emissions reductions from the proposed rule to the final rule. That's what it means. In other words, no, you can't. Her and I are having a private conversation next week. I'll give her another chance to explain herself and why this time will be different. But people should understand, because it gets back to the previous person's point, I guess, text or email. Her boss will be Michael Regan. He's the person up to be the EPA administrator. Michael Regan is a young energy regulator from North Carolina. He's got a lot of Republican support. He's a gentleman of a guy. I think he's more open-minded than she is. I don't believe for a minute that he's going to do anything other than, you know, than carry the Biden agenda. But I do believe, and he has committed to coming to North Dakota, and I do believe he'll be more open-minded. He'll have a better perspective from a state because he was an energy regulator in a state. But I worry that in as much as anything, he will end up working for Janet McCabe, even though she will be the deputy, because ahead of him.
So you'll fight her nomination, obviously, tooth and nail. You're not going to believe
I will.
Her.
There's just nothing. I don't know. Let's put it this way. I don't know how she gets out of what she's already done.
Here's a text from somebody saying Republicans better start fighting like the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark as the rain begins. And you know, this is again a mentality I hear every day, but then I hear you saying that's exactly what we're doing. Right?
That's why we're prepared to spend 24 hours tonight in this chamber doing this. The thing that's, I think, unfortunate is a lot of people don't get to see that. C-SPAN's not anybody's favorite channel, right? Much less all the sub-channels under C-SPAN that watch committee, you know, nomination processes and all of those things where they see this fight taking place.
Texter, Ron says, what steps are you taking to keep this from happening in North Dakota just as it happened in Texas? The influx of infested illegal aliens dumped into the state of Texas. We don't want this in North Dakota. What can you tell your constituents of the steps? What is your plan that you're going to take to prevent this from happening to North Dakota? Legal immigration is a great thing, but we don't want illegal aliens. And I can hear the backup alarm of the dump truck already. Thanks for bringing this to Senator Kramer, says Ron.
Yeah, no, that's great. And we have lots of legislation to do exactly that. But people have to remember, we are not in control. We'll keep highlighting the issue. And part of, by the way, what we're doing for the next, you know, several hours, well into the morning tomorrow and beyond, is so that people do know. In other words, even if you can't win these amendment fights, you have to bring them up so that people there have been no hearings on any of this stuff. So without hearings, people aren't aware of what's happening. With regard to immigration, Scott, and I've been talking to various people about getting on your show, getting on this show to talk specifically about what's happening. Remember that if you look at the illegal immigration numbers from 2019 to 2020, you'll see what the incredible impact of what Donald Trump did when those big caravans were coming across. He eliminated the catch and release program. Biden has restored it. He created a relationship with the triangle states, in Central America to prevent the incentive for them to come across Mexico. Joe Biden undid that already. he had this created the Stay in Mexico order, where working with the Mexican government, they kept people in Mexico before they crossed so that they wouldn't be released until their court date came up, so that you had, you know, legal immigration manageable. Joe Biden eliminated that relationship right away and basically said, everyone come, get in your caravans, you know, buy some children if you have to, rent them if you can. The coyotes will rent them fairly cheap. Come on across and don't worry about bringing a whole bunch of COVID in. We're going to, you know, Mexico or Texas, people in Texas and Mississippi are Neanderthals for removing their masks. But don't worry if you're an illegal alien.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. Obviously, the fight this weekend is all about saving another $2 trillion in debt that is unnecessary. Senator Kramer,
not to mention a whole bunch of policies there.
Right. Keep battling. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you, sir. Back to your votes.
Bye-bye.
Petroserve USA brings you the program. Great lunch specials today. See them.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs. It invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.